When Robert Runyon was young, he used Lincoln Logs, those wooden toys with notches, to make structures. He's still doing that many years later, only the Lincoln Logs have been replaced by real logs, and the scale of his work has grown. Still the same? He's making his cabins and pavilions and shelters by hand. His techniques are time-proven. They have centuries of testing. He uses mules and a skid to haul wood and stone. The tools to create fireplaces, roofs, doors, and everything else require muscle and no electricity. His singular vision is to get as close to perfection as energy, resources, and time will allow. Earlier this month, Robert Runyon's 40-plus years of creating notable projects like the Yellow Rock Overlook at Devil's Den or the Bottle Rocket Art Gallery on the edge of Fayetteville were recognized as what they truly are, art. Robert Runyon was selected as an Arkansas Living Treasure by the Arkansas Arts Council, a title that arrives with some heft.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of scary.
That was Robert Runyon at the Shiloh Museum of Ozark History in Springdale in mid-May. The Arkansas Arts Council officially gave him the Living Treasure honor at the museum in front of scores of friends and family. Between handshakes and hugs from well-wishers, Robert would talk about the people he says have indulged him for years, people he calls peers and patrons.
And had the confidence and the wherewithal to just basically give us free rein to do these projects. And it's been a privilege.
The Arkansas Arts Council began awarding the designation of Living Treasure to Arkansas craftspeople in 2002. Awards have gone to a violin maker in Yellville, Violet Hensley, and Peter Livencott of Fort Smith for his pottery. Joy Pennington, the executive director of the Arkansas Arts Council, says the people selected to be called a living treasure have elevated their craft to art.
And also, it's an Arkansas Living Treasure is someone who is preserving their craft through teaching other people. And obviously, that's what Robert Runyon has done through apprenticeships and just hands-on teaching, which is really the traditional way that you teach people craft.
Robert Runyon, now 65, has spent years working with others teaching the best way to get things just right so they'll last a long time. Building a cabin this way doesn't just make the structure last longer. It takes longer to put that cabin together.
Being adamant about not taking shortcuts, even over objections, you know, and I must admit, we've stressed a few patrons out, you know, because just from being stubborn, if you want to call it that, about, you know, staying on task and not compromising.
And no compromising requires one trait more than any other, patience.
That is the key to the success of what we've done, yes. Yeah, patience. Because it'll burn a lot of people out. You don't know how many young guys I have lost after they have skint logs with a draw knife for a couple of hours. I walk back up there and the draw knife's laying there and they're, well, where is it at? Gee, Mr. Runyon, we didn't realize that was going to be so hard.
One person he hasn't run off is Jim Milwee. They're not quite sure just when they began working together, but it was at least 40 years ago, perhaps as early as 1979, when they were both in their 20s. That's plenty of lifting, cutting, thinking, and rethinking projects together. Robert says with that kind of partnership, they've developed a unique understanding of how things work and how each other works. Jim Milwee agrees with a big smile.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, we had our fights. You don't work that long with anybody unless you get into it with them every now and then. But yeah. But we were both into the same result.
The same result they're looking for is finishing a project exactly the way they want and accepting frustrations that come with that approach. So if a wall isn't right or a beam isn't plumb, it comes down to be built better.
Taking it down, putting it back up, yeah, what you, as you learn to do it, you start trying to get to where you have to do that less. You know, you try to foresee, you know, set it up there, scribe it or mark it, take it down, cut it, whittle on it, whatever, and put it back and hope it fits. Sometimes it doesn't. And it's up to you to decide, should it come off there one more time? That's where Robert would really get hey, how are you doing, Ken? That's where he would, he always went a little bit further than anyone else.
Going beyond appears to be Robert's mantra. When I asked if he's ever been tempted to just do something an easier way to save an hour or a day or a week, he considers that question for 6 full seconds.
There ain't no easy way. Let's put it that way. If it's easy, there's always a drawback, it seems like. It's either down the road or something. I love keeping the old techniques alive. They're time-proven. And most people don't realize it, but the log-building craft was perfected in Europe 1,000 years ago.
Robert's longtime colleague Jim Milwee says a Robert Runyon enterprise has several working parts. First, the mechanics are considered. How will that log fit into the next one? Then there is the science, figuring how that beam will be lifted up high and placed in exactly the proper place without a modern crane. Then there's a philosophical element. Why are they doing what they're doing? And then Jim says there's the rest.
And then, that covers quite a bit right there. And then when you get into the detail of combining both the science and the mechanics, you get into that detail of how you want to twist it or turn it. Well, that's the art of it. And it isn't just any art.
Simply put, Jim says Robert is a master at what he does. He compares watching Robert Runyon contemplating, then putting together something, like watching somebody else well-known for being among the best at what he did.
I used to tell my kids back in the 90s, Michael Jordan was their hero. And I'd watch him. I'd want to watch the games, the Bulls, and every game he had a new move. And I told them then, I said, he's an artist. He's using basketball, but he ain't drawing that picture the same way every time. He's taking it to a new level and making art of it. So you can do it with anything,
Robert shrugs off this sort of talk. Oh, he'll talk to you about the people he's worked with over the years and how they've contributed to his experiences. He'll go on at length about the generosity afforded him by patrons who understand that a longer-than-expected building time pays off in the end. His acceptance speech at the ceremony was just 59 seconds, and 39 of those seconds were spent talking about other people. He will talk at length, though, about the process of learning, because he says when a person quits learning, a person quits living.
I'm still perfecting techniques and trying to be a little bit innovative in certain ways. That actually it all goes back to old world stuff that I've researched and drug up, like at the library or, through photographs or basically historical references, and trying to bring that into the forefront of our work today, in this contemporary age right now. But I like taking irregular materials and making something that's square and plumb and, with a hodgepodge of different shapes and building styles.
Robert Runyon was named an Arkansas Living Treasure earlier this month at a ceremony at Shiloh Museum of Ozark History in Springdale. This is Ozarks at Large.